Hey guys, it's your sweet angel, and I had a lot of fun answering the questionnaire by Throw Away Your Lust, so I figured I'd spread the joy and make another questionnaire, and it starts right about now. Okay, one, and I talk about this in my audio in PTA, the very first one I did, the only one I've done so far, and this pretty much determines whether you're friend or foe in my book. Anyway, so one, waffles or pancakes? Pancakes most fucking definitely, because they're just better. I still don't understand why people like waffles better, but pancakes are softer, fluffier, and it's easier to smooth the butter on top. A lot of people make the argument that waffles are better because the little grooves and the little boxes manage to capture all the syrup. And I mean, I guess that makes sense for you, but I'm not a huge fan of syrup, so butter is fine and maybe a tiny, tiny drizzle of syrup. But yes, pancakes win. Two, if you had to change your username, what would your new username be? I would probably go with something a little sillier. I feel like Your Sweet Angel is pretty generic. Like it took me like forever to even find a username for Reddit. I had to keep trying so many different iterations of these words that I like that by the time I came across Your Sweet Angel and the little green check mark appeared, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go with this. But if I had to change it, I don't know, something cutesy or silly, like I love unicorns, XOXO. Actually, no, scratch the XOXO, that's not me. I love unicorns and bunnies and all cute stuff. Three, what is the silliest fear you have? I feel like you guys are gonna laugh. And it's fine, you're allowed to laugh at me and this silly recording and my silly fear, but I have a fear of balls. And not like, you know, human balls. I mean sports balls. When I'm stuck in a room and there are a bunch of balls flying around and near my face, that sounds so bad. But yes, anyway, sports balls, that's the silly fear that I have. I get panic attacks. Four, what does your own personal hell look like? And how about your own personal heaven? Personal hell, I think it would be just a big room and I'm all alone, like forever. There's nothing to do, nothing there. It's just a blank white room and there's nothing to do, nobody to talk to. I think that would drive me nuts. How about your own personal heaven? Well, clearly there would be a bunch of bunnies and corgis and unicorns around just frolicking all over the place. And pancakes would be free pancakes for everybody and no arguments about anything. Everybody just gets along. Or if anybody does end up arguing, it would be about silly things or things that, you know, you can patch up pretty quickly and easily, and everybody's super reasonable. And pretty much I'm painting a picture of a heaven where everybody loves everybody and there's no fighting and we all get along, and yay, that would make me so happy. I feel like these are super lame answers. I'm so sorry, guys. Please feel free to come up with more creative answers than mine. Five, what made you decide to start posting on GWA? I feel like it's a similar story with a lot of people that, you know, I've been listening for a while on and off, and I don't know what nudged me. I feel like Nowhere Eternity's audio kind of nudged me in that direction. I actually started not with a solo audio, but with a response audio that was synced to his, and getting his approval and his reaction to it really kind of propelled me forward and made me think, you know what, if one person likes it and isn't freaked out by it, then maybe other people will be okay with my weirdness and would like to listen to my voice, which is getting super raspy right now. And I need a glass of water, but it's so far away. I'm just going to power through. I'm sorry. Six, what have you learned about yourself so far since you joined the GWA community? I learned that this is something I really want to do, even, you know, without the context of sex, even if it's just pure pillow talk, and even if it's just fun, silly, random audios like this on backstage. I just think it's fun. And, you know, we all have that human need to just kind of be heard and appreciated and to kind of just send your voice and ideas out there into the void. And I don't know, it's just a comforting feeling, you know? And I also learned that I really appreciate sound effects, and that's something that I really want to keep doing and hopefully get better at. Like, doing all the Foley work is so fun. And I also learned that people in GWA are so fucking nice. I should take out the expletive. Are so nice. Yeah, I was really surprised by that. And, you know, it's a bunch of people coming. The audios are a bunch of people coming. So you would expect that everybody would be so, I don't know, dirty. And I guess we all are in our own nice, dirty way, as nice as dirty can be. But yeah, everybody's so welcoming. So thank you, guys. 7, give an unpopular opinion about something. I feel like I'm going to get so much hate for this, but I don't get the kind of humor that are in shows like Family Guy or South Park or Rick and Morty. Oh my God, I can already imagine, like, dagger eyes. Sorry. Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not funny enough. But yeah, those are shows that I cannot watch. I can try, you know, an episode or two, but yeah, I can't sit through like a Rick and Morty marathon. Okay, 8. Favorite words, English or any other language? Fuck is one. Symphony, tumultuous, tempest, serendipity, petrichor. Those are the ones that come to mind right now. 9. If you could call up anyone in the world that's still alive and have a 1-hour conversation with them, who would you call? I feel like I should give a Miss Universe type answer to this and say, like, I want to talk to Barack Obama, which is true. It would be awesome to have that privilege, but I'm a greedy little slut, so I would probably go with talking to, I don't know, somebody from GWA, a poster. And I will not specify because I'm shy. Okay, 10, a message for everyone on GWA. I guess I want to say that I'm so grateful that this place exists, and thank you so much for all the supportive messages I've gotten. And I know this kind of thing is difficult. Like, the process of just recording yourself and then putting yourself out there is so scary. And regardless of, you know, you have that fear of, oh, maybe they won't like it. I'll get bad comments and stuff, or maybe people just won't care at all and they'll say absolutely nothing. And so far, I've gotten a bit of both, like both ends of the spectrum in terms of the kind of feedback or non-feedback that I've gotten. But despite all that, I feel like there's just a general air of support, and people just want you to keep going and keep trying. And I know I just started, but I'm really excited to keep posting more. And I'm just grateful that there's this kind of place that allows me to be who I am and explore the different sides of myself and my different kinks, and allows me to be creative. So thanks. And I'm done. looking forward to your answers.